It is hard for banks to make money when yields on the safest of government bonds, the benchmark for lending rates, are negative, as they are in Europe. Banks face an additional threat from financial technology firms, which do not share their burden of costly branches or surplus staff. Car makers need pots of capital to equip them to make electric and self-driving cars. The returns are far from certain. It is easy to imagine a future in which status is less entwined with car ownership. People may not care whether the robo-taxi they fleetingly occupy is a luxury car or a bog-standard saloon. Before then, the prospect of punitive American tariffs on European-made cars is looming. The value growth axis is different in Europe because there are no homegrown tech giants. The big stock market winners have been quality stocks. This is a category that combines stable profits and high return on capital with sensible debts and low staff turnover. Many are consumer firms with strong brands such as Nestlé, Diageo, a British drinks giant, and LVMH, a French luxury goods firm. Value investors, however chastened, believe there is an opportunity here. For them, the Daimler-type stock is the one to buy. True, car makers and banks have their troubles, but value stocks usually do. The trick is to buy them when everyone shuns them, because that is when they are cheap. The Nestlé-type stock is the sort of fad that the giddier sort of investor piles into, only to rue overpaying as it falls back to earth. Well, perhaps. But why be a hero? An investor in a low-cost index fund can own both types of stock without worrying too much about relative value. A lot of stock-picking Americans stay away altogether. The cheap stocks look hopeless. The dear stocks look expensive. So they don't buy at all, says Robert Buckland of Citigroup. The Nestlé-Daimler breach mirrors the divide within property markets in cities such as London. You could try to make a killing on a fixer-upper in a down-at-heel suburb. That bet requires patience and luck. Or you could buy a nice house in a ritzy neighbourhood. It will not be cheap, but it may never get much cheaper.